Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This coverage of the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is presented by Nelson Hart, supporting the Western way of life, and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. The best of 10 rounds, first place is worth $78,747.47 for the National Finals Rodeo win. First place in each of the 10 rounds pays $30,706.41 to win. The Professional Rodeo Cowboys and Women's Pro Rodeo Association's 8 events will add the season earnings and the big money won at the Wrangler NFR in Las Vegas for the coveted championships of Pro Rodeo. From Las Vegas, Nevada, Saturday, December 16, 2023, we have coverage of winners in round number 10, average and world champions, results, and interviews. In the bareback bronc riding, Cherokee Cowboy Jaco Roper from Oktaha, Oklahoma, won over $77,000, including a round win in Las Vegas. He won $205,000 for the year, finishing 12th in the standings for the bareback riding. Keenan Hayes won the 10th round, the average, and the world title. Hayes from Colorado was on straight ringer of J-Bar J Rodeo Company in the 10th round. He won over $434,000. To win the bareback bronc riding title, Keenan Hayes. In the steer wrestling, Tyler Wagaspack and Will Loomis were 3.8 to split the final round, representing Louisiana and Mississippi. Don Payne of Texas was the fastest on 10 in the steer wrestling. Tyler Wagaspack from Louisiana, your world champion, with over $303,000 in the steer wrestling. In the team roping competition, congratulations to Navajo Derek Begay from Arizona, teaming up with Coulter Todd for a win in the average. They won over $78,000 for being the best on 10 with 69 seconds on 10 head. Begay finishing over $131,001 in Las Vegas, fourth in the world standings with over $269,001 for the year. Coleman Proctor, Cherokee Cowboy, finishes 11th in the header standings with his healing partner, Logan Medlin, from New Mexico. They won over $50,000, including a round win in Las Vegas. Eric Rogers and Paul Leaves had a good finals. They won over $68,000. Eric Rogers, the 2017 champion, finishes 10th in the world in the heading standings for team roping. Congratulations to Texans Tyler Wade and Wesley Thorpe, your header and healer team roping world champions. All or nothing. A bucking horse in the saddle bronc riding took Sage Newman of Montana to the 10th round win with a 91-point ride. Zeke Thurston was the best on 10 bucking horses, winning the average. He also won his fourth world title, the defending champion winning over $456,000, representing Canada. In the tie-down roping, Shad Mayfield was 6.7 seconds to win the round. Haven Medgett of Montana was 77.4, an arena record for the National Finals Rodeo aggregate, winning first. Riley Webb of Texas is your world champion with over $450,000 won. In the barrel racing, Lisa Lockhart won the final round and the best on 10. She won the average. Brittany Posey Tanazi is your world champion in the Women's Pro Rodeo Association Ladies Barrel Racing. Bull riding, Hayes Waite from Utah won round number 10 on Polar Express of Stace Smith, a bucking bull from Texas. Kai Hamilton from Australia was the best bull rider on 10 head at the NFR, and he won over $595,000 riding bulls to become your PRCA World Champion Bull Rider.
Just the cowboy mentality and being tough. I grew up around guys that I idolized, like Troy Don, J.B. Mooney, them kind of guys with cowboy tough mentalities, and couldn't thank them enough for instilling it in me. So.
The National Finals breakaway roping contestant from Indian Country, Navajo Danielle Lohman, finished 10th in the world. She won over $20,000 in the City of Lights. Congratulations to all-around champion of the world, Stetson Wright, had this to say right after round 10.
Everyone that you win feels better than the last. I mean, after the first one, usually people think luck. The second one, they're like, all right, he's got it figured out. But when you hit your fifth one, it ain't no joke. Walking out of here with my 8th gold buckle, I plan to walk out of here with plenty more, but right now is a good start.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.